Amanda Matthews supports relaxing regulations on backyard chicken ownership.
They're a great source of more nutritious and humanely produced eggs, and they're a great opportunity to teach our children about where their food comes from, responsibility, and stewardship.
The measure before Tampa Council members could reduce the 200-foot rule. It requires chicken owners to keep their birds at least that far from their neighbor. But that idea doesn't sit well with Pete Johnson, who asked council members to consider an ordinance with stronger regulations.
They do have diseases. They do spread the West Nile disease. They do spread mites, all sorts of problems. Being an HIV patient, I am very, very careful of this type of a situation, and I do feel that it is a public health situation.
Morris Flood considers himself something of an expert on chickens. He said claims that free-range chickens present a health risk are unwarranted.
Loose chickens would have less chance of being an enemy than caged chickens, because they've got thousands of chickens in buildings, and you go in there, you got to use a mask. Can't work in there. The feathers have dust, gets in your lungs. Give you lung cancer.
Though Tampa currently has laws in place that make it difficult for homeowners with small backyards to own chickens, most of the homes in the city, they also have a tendency to look the other way. The code is only enforced if a complaint is made. That's exactly what happened to John Rivera, who was told to get rid of his chickens by code enforcement. He misses his chickens.
And that kind of left us in a situation where we had to give up our children, our friend, you know what I mean? Because we don't have any children together. So the only thing we really have is our chickens, our dog, and our cat, and a little turtle. But, you know, these guys would give you joy in the morning because you know they got up at a certain time, and they depended on you to open the gate so they can get inside to their roost and roost, right? They produced good eggs for you, and they were friendly. They didn't destroy anything. They didn't cause any harm, and they didn't go out and into anyone's yard, never were loose. None of my neighbors ever complained about them.
Council members did not vote on the measure after hearing from a handful of speakers. Instead, the matter will be taken up at a workshop on April 26th. Public comment will be accepted at that meeting. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.